Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also wanted to weigh in with some additional perspectives on the guiding principles, and I do really appreciate the perspective that we just heard. And I agree with much of it, but there is some additional history and context that I also think is an important variable in this discussion. So I think it's important at least to add a bit of the context that we think is important so that others have an opportunity to fully consider the question. So I don't disagree that during debate in the GGE, points along the lines of those that were just made were expressed to the chair. But that was a particular point in time. And I think for our delegation, it was a very important step when the meeting of high contracting parties in November of 2019 decided to endorse the guiding principles. And so I really want to focus on paragraph 31 of that report and what it means for the high contracting parties to have endorsed the guiding principles. Now, I don't disagree that it's a starting point, and I don't disagree that there is a lot of additional work to do. There is much, much more work, as your paper is illustrating to everybody in the room. I think the point that many delegations are trying to make is that to the extent that the guiding principles have now been endorsed by the meeting of high contracting parties, and we are today sitting in a group of governmental experts thinking about substance, I think the point is that we are wary as governmental experts in making changes to formulations that have been endorsed by a body that sort of sits atop the group of governmental experts. That would effectively be changing substance. And so for our delegation, it is very important for substance that's been endorsed by the meeting of high contracting parties not to be changed, and ideally to be reflected in its entirety in the document that we're working on now if we're focused on substance. And I think we would go a bit farther, as others have noted. There are other agreed formulations that reflect conclusions and recommendations that for us is a starting point. But let me emphasize, as other speakers have, it's a starting point. These are not ends in themselves. We agree with the delegations that insist, as we have, that it's important for us to build on prior work and to further elaborate guiding principles and to further elaborate substance if we want to call them something other than guiding principles. But I just want to make sure that we've explained a little bit more deeply why it is that for us it's not only important, but we think actually quite useful and effective for this body to ensure that we rely on the substance that was previously agreed. Thank you.